Reasons why heroin is very...
Hello, and welcome to another evening of Mellow Max's musical machinations on Highly Recommended and on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Today, I'm going to be playing a bunch of songs that I like. It's usually what I do. They're all songs that come highly recommended, as always. We're just going to go through, and I'm going to play a set of three songs, followed by another instrumental, and then I'll talk about those songs. And then I'll have another couple of songs, and so on. And the genres that I'm covering today are all over the place. If you can put your finger on any general theme or backbone to the show, I'd be very interested to hear all about it. But that's that. I'm Mellow Max. My show is 7 to 9 p.m. On Wednesdays here at WMFO. And it is full of music that I recommend highly. And yeah, a couple of exciting parts in here. I'm going to be talking about some shows which have happened recently, which are happening soon, which I wish could happen, but, you know. Some acts just aren't around anymore. For various reasons. A lot of retired and dead people in this playlist. But anyway, coming up next is Frank Zappa.
Lucy has messed my mind up. I really, really love her, love her. But I still love her. I really, really love her.
Am I going far away? Do I miss you? I can't say. Far away and long ago. Do I miss you? I don't know. Ooh, I loved it there and then. But would it be like that again? Tooraloo-ra-loo-ra-loo. Is it old and is it new? Tooraloo-ra-loo-ra-loo. Is it old and is it new? Long ago and far away. Do I miss you? I can't say. I remember your green eyes, and I won't forget your smile. Still I don't know what to do. Maybe dreaming dreams of you. Tooraloo-ra-loo-ra-loo. Is it old and is it new? Tooraloo-ra-loo-ra-loo.
Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and a supply of food stored in your home. It's also an excellent idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. a public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. In the background is Circles Around the Sun with their song Baby Man. Before that, we had the German band Trio with their song Tura Lura Lura Lu. Is it old and is it new? Trio is better known for their 1981 hit Da Da Da, I Don't Love You, You Don't Love Me, Aha Aha Aha, which is a fantastic song. They're a great band. I like them a lot. And they were popularized by, like, I think it was in a Volkswagen commercial. And they're just very, very fun. Trio. Fun band from Germany. That was Tura Lura Lura Lu. And before that, we had the Jayhawks with Say Your Prayers. That was off of their the extended version of their album Rainy Day Music. They're an American alternative country and country rock band from Minneapolis. And before that, we had Lucille Has Messed My Mind Up by Frank Zappa off of the album Joe's Garage, which is another really fun album. That one's a good concept album. It was my introduction to Frank Zappa. And what an introduction. And wow, how far I've gone since then. I started listening to Frank Zappa's discography just like from the top a couple months ago. I made it like decently far. He's prolific. He was prolific. Released many, many, many albums. Joe's Garage came out in 1987, and it's a concept album narrated by a character known as the Central Scrutinizer. And he's telling the story of Joe, an average adolescent male from Los Angeles who forms a garage rock band, has unsatisfying relationships with women, such as Lucille, gives all of his money to a government-assisted and insincere religion, explores sexual activities with appliances, and is imprisoned. After being released from prison into a dystopian society in which music has been criminalized, he lapses into insanity. It's a fun album, yeah. Would definitely recommend it. Coming up next, we're gonna have some, I call it prog rock? Yeah, yeah. It's at least two-thirds prog rock in the next set of songs. I hope that you're having fun out there. If you want to talk to me, if you want to talk, and be brave, you can always call in at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-WMFO. 9636, but it's 915 WMFO. It's the call sign. It's the number. I only realized that like a couple of months ago. I was a DJ here for 4 years when I was in college, and nope, never realized that. Oh yeah, 915 is the middle three numbers, and then it's just WMFO. I mean, I knew the WMFO part because it's written on the wall, but 915. Oh, I get it now. Anyway. Oh, but if you don't want to call in, if that's not your style, if that's not your speed, we do have an online DJ chat room where you can come and talk to me. It is on the WMFO website. That's WMFO.org. And if you look at the ribbon at the top and go all the way over to the right, it should be called DJ Chat. And go in there, hop on in, give me your thoughts. If people come in there, maybe I'll come up with questions to ask you guys. Maybe some polls. Could be fun. We'll see. It's a pretty new feature, and it's pretty exciting. So definitely big props to the current exec board for thinking of it. Very, very cool stuff. And yeah, so coming up next, we're going to have Styx.
She moves without a sound. I call her on the telephone. She sends me there by 8. Tonight's the night she's moving.
It is... Ooh, excuse me. It is 7:34 on this lovely Wednesday, October 19th of 2022. And in the background right now, we have Yellow Magic Orchestra with the song Focus, the instrumental version of their 1983 album Naughty Boys and Instrumental. YMO, or Yellow Magic Orchestra, is a really cool Japanese electronic music band, electronic, I don't know, are they rock, electro pop, synth pop, art pop, electro? Really, really cool. Their first album, their eponymous album, YMO, Yellow Magic Orchestra, is fantastic. Would highly recommend if you want. It's good study music. It's up there with Jean-Michel Jarre and, like, that whole Plantasia, you name it, that whole, like, you know, late 70s electro synthy cool stuff. Before this, we had the Talking Heads with Born Under Punches, The Heat Goes On, and I'm going to give you a fun fact about the Talking Heads. Their first gig as the Talking Heads was opening for the Ramones at CBGB in 1975. Which, isn't that just like a... Wouldn't that be a great show? Seeing the Talking Heads open for the Ramones? That would be... That'd be really neat. I mean, of course, it was, you know, the Talking Heads in 1975, so, I mean, they didn't have a lot of their music yet, but still, cool. Very cool. Before that, the Dutch progressive rock group Focus with House of the King off of one of my favorite albums by them, In and Out of Focus, off, released in 1970. They are from Amsterdam. They founded in 1969, and their guitarist, Jan Ackerman, has done a lot of really cool solo music, which I would also recommend. He kind of, you know, the band is definitely like prog rock and, you know, instrumental, and then going on Jan on his own definitely added in some more jazz fusion influences and very cool stuff. And before that, we started off with Styx, or started off that set of three with Styx's song Lorelei, released in 1975. It was their second song to reach the US top 40, and the Rolling Stone album guide gives that album that it's on, Equinox, 1 out of 5 stars, which I think is kind of harsh. I will say, wow, they really don't like Styx. I'm going through the rest of their discography. You have to Crystal Ball, which I also like, released the next year, also 1 star. 2.5 stars for The Grand Illusion in 77. And then also 2.5. Yeah, they really didn't like Styx. Huh. Tough. I like Styx. Anyway, maybe I'm wrong. Coming up next, we're going to have a set of 4 songs with all female lead singers.
Thank you. You fold the eye. Oh no. much longer will you be my baby? Da-da-da-da. I heard it with the grapevine. Now much longer will you be my baby? Da-da-da-da. I heard it with the grapevine. Much longer will you be my baby?
All right. That was Just the Slits with I Heard It Through the Grapevine, a cover released in 1979. Those last three songs, in fact, were all released coincidentally in the same year, 1979. That song, I Heard It Through the Grapevine, is on their album Cut, which is just, as when it comes to post-punk, that kind of new wavy post-punk scene, like, oh my god, it's a must listen. I just got it on vinyl like a week ago and I couldn't be happier. It's iconic. It's just iconic. And before that was Delta 5 with Mind Your Own Business, also released in 1979 as a single. And Delta 5 is an English post-punk band from Leeds. So we've hit London, we've hit Leeds, and then before that was Fire, another cover, actually, by Lizzie Mercier de Cla. I'm horrible with French, but she's French. Also post-punk, new wave. If you want to say it in a proper French, you can 855-915-9636. And we started off that set with Fleetwood Mac's Dreams, released in 1977 on their iconic album Rumours. And coming up next is a band that I'm very excited to talk about. It is the psychedelic Porn Crumpets, who I saw last night at the Sinclair. And they were incredible. Very fun Australian psych rock band, as you might have guessed from the name Psychedelic Porn Crumpets. And what a fun name. And then I guess we're going to a Japanese band. The next I'm going to do a set of five songs. They're a bit all over the place, but they're all great songs, so hang with me. And there's an interesting one in there, which we will talk about on the flip side. I am Mellow Max, and you're listening to Highly Recommended on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for listening. I am here for another hour and 4 minutes.
teacher made